This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, good evening. So we're holding here in the 10th and last Perek in the Maimar HaIkrim. Briefly, we had seen before, he spoke about Torah Shebikhtav and what Torah Shebaalpeh is. He basically said there are three areas or three different types of situations that Torah Shebaalpeh fits in. One is to tell me specific details that are not listed in the psukim. Two, when it's not clear what a pasuk means, even as it says. Three, that you have psukim that really, really seem to mean something else. But the halacha l'mashal, it says in the pasuk that you give 40 makis and you really give 39. And those are the different areas that Torah Shebaalpeh comes into play. My gut feeling is that we're talking about Remesh, Drush, and Soid. In other words, the areas where there are no clear halachas, that's where Drush comes in. The areas that it could go either way, that's where Remes comes in, and the areas that the pasuk itself has no shaychus to the meaning, that's called soid. Soid means you don't have any, there's nothing in the pasuk that would lead you to where the soid is. That's, I would venture a guess, is the three things that's connected, but it stands the way he says it as well. He also says that you must follow the different inyanim that darshaning the Torah. We're trying to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that this is the way he set up something. The Yud Gimel Midas are not outside interference. It's like, imagine I send something in a code and I give the person the code to unlock it. So the person is really following what I told him to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Torah Shebikhtav will not be what it sounds like. The Torah that I want is the Torah Shebikhtav using the key of Torah Shebaalpeh, and that's really what he wants. He also says that the Ikra Dinim are all Mekobel Moshe Rabbeinu, but we have an Avoda of trying to find the remez in the psukim itself, that is Torah, and connecting it with its shoresh is what Torah is all about. Then he says over here also that all of this that he's said until now is the chelik hamitzvos vadinim. In Agarata, he has other ikrim that he's going to explain somewhere else. He actually has a maimon Agarata. We may see it next, but I'll upon him. That is what we've covered till now. Now we're holding, I think, in Amud Memches. Omnam, yesh oidin yonim achem shin takonis ben achazal. There are inyonim that are not nepsukim, and they are takonis. Ve'afal peken yimtzulem remez rochok mod b'ksuvim, v'nikram z'asmachta. Over here, it really is kilo just a remez ba'alma. It's not as if I'm working on a pasuk and I'm trying to tease a meaning out of it. I seem to just attach a takana to a pasuk. It's an asmachta much more superficial. It's there as a mnemonic device. You should be. We also try to understand it as being merumas in the Torah. Vehu al tzad atzvi v'asidus. Through the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to be, and he knows where Torah is going to go. Shakol Golofan is far from Kol Remes al Shirmozi Bidar Kachoika. Now, that's the way he's presenting it, that it's a remez rochok. We understand it as, on the pshat level, being an asmach de balma, just a really a demonic hook to hang a lacha on, like a chassidish vertel. And on a deeper level, you could say it's a derech nevuah and so on. I would like to, I may have mentioned last time, I don't remember, I'd like to share the Maral's understanding. The Maral explains, and on the Mashal Biskadashim, Yisam Ktoishim, that Chazal Dash, Mayim Mishayim, Mayim Rechayim, it's a Rabbanan, and certainly there's no way, it's not a Dereis in any way. He explains, no, Biskadashim, Yisam Ktoishim means Mayim Mishayim, Mayim Rechayim, Mitzad, the content. In other words, the Torah told us there is a concept called Kedushas Yidayim and before, Kedushas Yidayim afterwards, and that's Merumas Kedushas Yidayim. The Torah did not mandate it. The Torah did not require it. The Torah just said that there is such a concept. So the Rabbanans, especially the Rabbanans in the nature of new takanas, as opposed to Rabbanans, which are there to prevent Averis, but Rabbanans where they made new things, Megillas Esther, Hanukkah, Erevin, all things of that nature, we see them as being in Yonim that are in the Torah, but the Torah did not mandate it, and they left us to impose it as a mitzvah. And then he says, Ve'omnam, Yesh od prati dina shlo kiblom, Votsiyum ebedarka svara bedarka midas. There are other inyanim, protidinim, that, and this is, he's going back to the to which areas can we learn from svara nigila midas. There are certain details we didn't learn. Votsiyum bedarka svara bedarka midas. Vevshu shechlach ubam. And it could be that they'll argue, ukefia psak shiel machloikes, kentia chayvel in ishma lasis. So it's not as if, you know, someone's gonna come along and say, yes, this is a halacha, but the six amirayim in the Gemara for the halacha and five against it, you know, a lot of times the Gemara will bring a string of machlokas, so it's not such a terribly strong halacha. It's a hotly contested halacha. He says, a hotly contested halacha is 100% halacha if Darkei Apsak mandates it like that. The fact that it's a machlokas is how we get to it. But once we decide, once the Gemara decides the way Gemara decides, either by rove or by we have certain standard configurations of machlokas, then it becomes 100% binding. There is no, it's not more or less. That's what the Torah said. So the Torah was not mitzaveh on the specific prat, but the Torah said when you have an argument and it's decided, this is how you shall keep it. The Torah was mitzavos that batidinim should make takanis and we shall listen to them. And all these takanis that Chazal made, whether they're there to keep to be a shmir on the mitzvahs, or they are someone who is just, or it's just because they felt it was appropriate to do so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees that this ought to be done. So this, a person is not doing in not keeping Rabbanans. So first of all, you know, it's very famous in Samarik who says, if a person eats chicken and milk because he likes chicken and milk, then the person is Oiver Rabbanan. If a person eats chicken and milk because he feels that there's nothing wrong with it, the Rabbanan can't tell him what to do, then the person's over the Raisa, Lo Sasa. It says also, I think that Keda is one who says that if a person does not do a mitzvah Rabbanan because a person doesn't do a mitzvah because he has a taiva, then the Aveira is a particular Aveira. If a person doesn't do a mitzvah because he is not interested in keeping mitzvahs or whatever it is, that's a merida against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, same thing with Rabbanans. The Torah said you ought to make a shmiras in the Dharm around yourself, and Bezna Gadol is the one who is in charge of it, and therefore if a person doesn't do it, he's now doing something wrong against the fundamental element of the Torah. We have an obligation to make those siyogim. Mitzvahs that a siyogim should have been given by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted it should come from us, and we should be the ones to be maimed those mitzvahs aleinu pider terasei. I want to explain why this is like that. Every mitzvah has in itself two elements. Let's give a mashal. If let's say somebody's manufacturing shoes, so they manufacture sizes and shapes that they think will fit most people. But then when the person tries on the shoe, he needs to tell us where he wants it broadened, where he wants it taken in, and shortened, lengthened, whatever it is. Because when something is in the shoe, you have mitzad, the one who makes the shoe, mitzad, the one that's wearing it. In every mitzvah, there are two elements. One is the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, Mrs. Shabbos, the Ribbono Shel Olam put into this world a mitzvah of Shvisa, Shvisa Shabbos, and that is a divine Maisa. And then there is fitting that mitzvah to us, having us an optimal way. Keeping it an optimal way is us, because it's not because Shabbos requires X, Y, Z, it's because we, to keep Shabbos, require X, Y, and Z. So it's the most appropriate way of doing Torah is to have it in a way that it is partially by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and partially by us. So there's no difference in terms of the obligation. Kashbaro wants us to keep both. So if a person is looking at it from the vantage point of Ratzon Hashem, there's no difference between the two. And if a person is over one, then he's over the derice as well. The gemina is in the details. The heino shasveik has been in Torah yudah lechumra, or the safik yudah lekula. So there's a din of safik derice lechumra safik rabban lekula. Vareizik moshe toima sharayis tiana bekoris mrs. Bezen or vishadus bazhara. So in the rises itself, you find categories. Those are Chayv Mises Bezdin, those are Chayv Mises Shemayim, those are Chayv Malkus, and so on. So all of them are derived, and those different. Same thing is true on Divrei Seferim. There is no Einish Midaraisa, there's Marcus Mardus. So the coolest that we have in Rabbanans are simply coolest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, allows, but has nothing to do with it being less important or more important. We don't shirk any amount of this maso matan on dinei rabbanan as it do daraisa. In other words, the Gemara will discuss chiyuvim and dinim and isurim rabbanan with the same length and seriousness that they will discuss the raises. Somebody once came to the Briska Rav, some sort of, I guess, halachic shaila, and the person basically said, you know, and it's a rabbanan, and the Rav said, we're not Karaites. You know, it's one thing if you're telling me that it's a suffix and it's a Rabbana suffix, Rabbana Lakula, okay. But the tone of voice where I'm starting out already, you know, with an easier conscience, not so important to Rabbana. So the Rav kind of sharply retorted and said, you know, we're not Karoim, so it being Rabbana is not of significance. That's what he says over here. There's no lack of discussion about it. So, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted we should enact them, but there's no less obligation and so on. Behine Hadovash Shava Shaitzavenu Shenosim Toitovas Beninu, Baitzavenu Zilding Zero Sushmir Satira, Zomitsa Shetosios Way Pazuz, Asios Way Facher, Ugderum Echo Trasis Bazose. So these are two separate mitzvahs. So just like there's a mitzvah Talis and Tefillin, and we don't need to make one more important or less important, they're both important, both mitzvahs. The same thing is true to Rabbanans. There's no difference between the two. Umimasha kiblu zal the feirish hamitzah zois gamkin hu she koach biad bezn levatel dovim na teira shia letach lishmer sa teira atzma u begvul she b'shev al taizel kumase the chazal, so we certainly can make takonis in order to add shmer to the teira. We can make takanas to add to doing with Sonia's birth, so that's like Hanukkah and Purim type thing. But we also can actually override certain dinim. This is very famous of the Yeshkep and Chomim to be doing a mitzvah b'shev al taisa. So the marshal of Piazasha is Gozamash Gozam Beshefer Blue Via Shabbos, Gibor, the Mishra Vishas, Via Kabbalah, and the other. So Chazal could also override it. It's interesting that he doesn't mention over here Hefke Bezna Hefke. I guess even though it's a Koach and it had to be given to us, but still we needed to be able, it's commercial in its nature, so it's a power that they have, but it's very, very hard to it's not something that is part of the same thing they're saying over here, overriding for a mitzvah. So Bemeli says that the to override races is also a service that we have. I want to take a look in the back of it. I don't know if you have it or not, but there's the Likutim from Sefer Adab Amarim. And he repeats, so there's one or two pieces over here that I wanted to say. This first piece, it's again, if you have it, it's Kuf Chaf Aleph, but if it says like this: HaTorah is precious bedrachim rabim, veish pirushim fi pshat hanira, veish pirushim acherim chaykim pshat gamri. The Torah itself has many ways of explaining it. Some explanations follow pshat, and some are very far from pshat, until they look totally strange. Yani mashir also derachel. They seem to be bringing it to somewhere else, very far from pshat. Actually, for mashul the shevach is gnai. Sometimes a pasuk that seems to be praising somebody is explained as a gnai, and vice versa. V'chol apirushim yu emes. V'ze nimshach machmas tziruf ha-teira. K'akol nivru ba-teira v'oirei seho mitzarf n'tziruf n'rabim v'etzad v'ram tzirun l'ivolit. So this is a little more Kabbalistic. He says a reason why. By us, he just said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that's that. Here he says a little bit of a knet over here. Let's give an example. Sugar is sweet, but a person can make out of sugar citric acid, which is sour. We can make anything out of anything else, because everything is comprised of particles, atoms, molecules, atoms, and so on. And if we're able to take it apart and know what to put together, we can make many things that are, you know, come out of something else. Things that may be opposite. Let's give an example. I can make a steam machine. I can make a steam engine run an air conditioner. So from the heat, I get cold. The reason is because I extracted the energy. I used the energy in a way that compressed the refrigerant, and I moved the heat from here to there, and so on. Meaning, when you have raw material and you can put it together in many different ways. It says that Bezalel knew how to be mitzarif, the oisius, that the world was created. It means in Torah itself, Torah consists of, what's the right word for it? Constituent particles that have one shape and form in Torah Shebichtav. They can be taken apart and be combined in a different way. And all of that is in Torah. Right now, the atoms are arranged this way. It could be arranged very differently. The Ramban makes this point in his Hakdam Pshat, it is Pirush to Torah. So the different Pshatim are emes because that's the way it's given to us. The Sefer Yetzirah starts with saying, how many words can you form with how many letters? You know, two letters build four words and four different combinations and so on, meaning that at the bottom of the Bria is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it a certain surah, but it is possible to rebuild and redo it and to make shinuim, and that's where our Vaida is. So that's another, it's an explanation about Derech HaKabbalah, why it is that you can get extraordinarily opposite pshatim out of it. So just like out of a steam engine, I can get an air conditioner, I can get from the Torah saying that such and so is a good person, I can get that he's not a good person, or in Ayin Tachasayin, I can get that you have to pay money. One more piece I wanted to see, interesting piece, that is, maybe two more pieces. Yedio Svara, next piece Gimel, he says when a person is young, everything that he says is full of passion, and he loves pilpul, and he, you know, and sharpness and chiddush and so on. Mashenkin skenim don't have that. And he says, and that's why skenim's advice is better to young people, because there is the knowledge. And in other words, every time I give an etza, I have knowledge and I have svara. The knowledge is experiences that I gather up, and they give birth to the eights in the Svara. And Bimela, when a person is older, he has a better ability to draw an experience and give out what needs to be. That's why zikna is very important. One more piece over here is, he says, is dalit. It says, David was mispal gal enai vabit nefas darasecha. Let me open my eyes and let me see some extraordinary things from your Torah. So he says, what does it mean, neflos mitarasecha v'loy bisarasecha? What does it mean, neflos from Torah and not neflos of Torah, in your Torah? So the Ramchal says, ki kol echod masik hasaga protis v'fi maregos v'fi asman. Every person sees in Torah what he is miyuchad for, and each time, each place, each person has its own deher in Torah. But Torah is bigger than any one prat. I want to, address 2 points with this. First of all, when we ask ourselves, why didn't anybody think of the Kivega's Kasha before? Did they know the answer? Or was Kivega was bigger? The answer is neither of the two. It means Rav Kivega had his particular chelik of Torah, his particular Canadian Torah, and that was his Torah. Two, somebody will come along and say, you know, the nusach we have today in our learning, the lamdas, we don't see it in any previous generation. You know, are you telling me they're wrong? Are you telling me you're wrong? Or what? The morale today is an extremely popular sefer. It was not for hundreds of years. The morale was printed in the 1500s. Maybe one of the sefarim was reprinted. Maybe one, maybe two. That was it. Highly unpopular sefarim. And today they're very popular. What's the pshat? The answer is every door has its chelik of Torah. And there's a reason why a certain genre of Torah becomes more and more current. In today's door, most people are learning this way, this mahalach, and so on. It's too young. Every person has his own particular chelik of Torah, and that's why the most we can ask for is Rabita Neflos Mi Torah Secha. I can't just look at the Torah. I can only look at the chelik of Torah that's me, that's mine. And also every generation has its particular chelik of Torah that is its shiur Torah. Okay, we finished the sefer. This is the last shiur. This is my next week is graduation yeshiva, and the week after I'm going to be busy. So we'll stop till Mitzvashem Elul. Baruch Hashem, we finished the Maimer actually, the Maimer Ikrim, so Baruch Hashem Maimer. And the next one, I'll probably want to do the Maimar and Agadas Hashas, and then possibly Derech Etz Chaim. I think that'll probably be the way we'll go. Okay, good night.